You are listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son, listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. On this second Sunday of Lent, we hear the story of the Transfiguration. Jesus climbs the mountain of Transfiguration with his disciples, James, John, and Peter. In a few weeks, we will celebrate the moment when Jesus will climb another mountain, the Calvary, Golgotha, the place of his death. Jesus takes his disciples in order to show them his glory, in order to strengthen them for the time of suffering, of the cross, and of the persecutions. Jesus wants to reveal himself as the true Son of God, as the Lord. In the most crucial moments, the disciples failed to follow the Lord. On the mountain of Transfiguration, they fell asleep. In the garden, when Jesus was praying, they also fell asleep. They ran away from the cross. Similarly as Abraham, when God wanted to make covenant with him in the first reading, in today's readings, he also fell asleep and he was afraid. He was in darkness. We see that maybe during this time of Lent, we're trying to do so much. We have so many resolutions, so many ideas of how to change ourselves, how to get closer to God. And that's good. But maybe we experience that we fail so many times, that we're not able to accomplish so many things, our goals. And maybe we see ourselves as weak, and we fail just like the disciples, just like Abraham. But the good news is that the Lord still reveals his glory, that the Lord still makes his covenant despite of our weaknesses. So maybe in this season of Lent, this year, instead of really working so hard on our resolutions and fighting during this season of Lent and eventually being discouraged by our failings, let us more be guided by the Lord. Let us trust in Him more than we trust in ourselves. Let the Holy Spirit guide us through this season of Lent. Let us just follow the Lord. Let us climb the mountain of transfiguration where we can be transfigured, where Jesus can lead us in a new exodus from our slavery and of sin, so that we may walk with God like Abraham. Let us have faith that God is the one who can change us during this season of Lent, not only our works and our resolutions, but God Himself. When we make the decision of our free will to follow Him and to let ourselves be guided by Him during this Lenten journey through the desert. During the Lenten season, we'll celebrate Stations of the Cross on Fridays at 6 p.m. in Polish and at 7 p.m. in English. During this Lenten season, there will be an opportunity to attend a Lenten retreat, which will take place at our Shrine Retreat House on March 29 to March 31st. The retreat master will be Father Pavel Bielecki, missionary and physician from Beirut, Lebanon. He will be here to lead us in the examination of our priorities of our daily lives and to make consecrate and practical resolution for improvement of our lives. To register, please contact the retreat house or our shrine office. On Saturday, March 23rd, Our Lady of Częstochowa Youth Group is hosting a designer bag bingo at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. All proceeds benefits the youth group pilgrimage to Poland. Doors open at 6 p.m. with bingo starting at 7 p.m. Tickets are $30 in advance and $35 at the door. You can also bring your own drinks and snacks and have a great time. Contact Katie Feder at 267-221-4090 for tickets, or go to oloc-bag-bingo.eventbrite.com for more information and to purchase tickets and to register. Please join us for Pro-Life Night at the Shrine's Conference Room at 6 p.m. on April 13th on Saturday. This event will feature guest speaker Dr. Monique Rubereau, obstetrician, author and champion of the rights of the unborn, a screening of the Gosnell movie, with time for discussion and prayer will then follow. Refreshments will be provided. Your goodwill offering will support the youth group's pilgrimage to Poland. There will also be many pro-life vendors, different organizations, including the Holy Spirit Radio. We hope to see you then at our shrine. That's 6 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, Pro-Life Night at the Shrine. Save the date for the Be Not Afraid Family Vocation Day that will take place at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on Saturday, June 15th, featuring many amazing speakers, among them Leah Darrow, Pauline Fathers and Brothers, Fathers of Mercy, Archdiocese of Philadelphia, Bishop Timothy Sr., and many religious communities. Don't forget, save the date, Saturday, June 15th. Be not afraid, Family Vocation Day. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.